McGuire, 18 years ago today, September 11, 2001, three hijacked airliners were flown into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. A fourth crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump marked the day at the Pentagon.
I vividly remember when I first heard the news.
President Trump says he was watching TV when the news broke.
I was looking out of a window from a building in Midtown Manhattan, directly at the World Trade Center, when I saw a second plane at a tremendous speed go into the second tower. It was then that I realized the world was going to change.
The president spoke at the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes crashed on 9/11. I'm Rita Foley.
In New York today, the reading of the names of those killed.
While we are humbled by Kenny's actions and the actions of all the first responders, 18 years has not lessened our loss. Our lives have been forever changed.
And in Shanksville, Stephen Clark, superintendent of the Flight 93 Memorial.
These special people have always been remembered as heroes, not just to Americans, but also many around the world. Extraordinary citizens who showed incredible strength and resilience under extraordinary circumstances.
T. Boone Pickens, oil tycoon, corporate raider, later renewable energy champion, is dead at 91. In the 1980s, after making a fortune from oil, he changed his focus to efforts to take over big oil companies, including Gulf, Phillips, and Unocal. Even when Pickens and the others failed in their raids, they made huge payoffs, selling their stock back to the companies. Later in life, he argued the U.S. needed to reduce dependence on foreign oil, in part by using wind turbines to generate enough electricity to free up natural gas for use in vehicles. This is AP Radio News. North Carolina's governor says Republican legislators tried an end run to overturn a veto. Shelley Adler explains.
Today, Republicans waged an assault on our democracy.
Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, after he says Republicans held a surprise vote to override Cooper's veto of the state's two-year budget.
Democrats were told there would be no votes this morning. This was a bald-faced lie.
But Republican Speaker Tim Moore has said that he did not advise that there wouldn't be any votes. The override is not complete. The Senate still must hold a vote on the issue. But Republicans there need only one Democrat to join them to secure victory. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Chinese businesswoman who acted as her own attorney after firing her public defenders has been convicted in federal court in Fort Lauderdale of trespassing at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and lying to Secret Service agents. Yu Jing Zhang faces up to 6 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.